anniversary. All of us at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember to add somebody to the list. All you have to do is text us, 355-9970. Now, coming up, we're going to take a quick look at the forecast, Finn. It's going to be beautiful over the next couple of days. We're talking temperatures in the 70s with lots of sunshine. Then we're going to bring back some heat and humidity for the weekend. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about that right after we take a look at ABC and local news here on Max FM.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin CHARES Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Last night it was Doug Imhoff, Michelle Obama, and Barack Obama. Tonight it'll be Bill Clinton and Tim Walz. The Democratic convention continuing in Chicago, along with protests in the streets of the city.
This is Jim Ryan in Chicago, about a mile east of the convention venue Tuesday night. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators held a rally without a permit and clashed with police who tried to clear the street in front of the Israeli consulate. The National Lawyers Guild says more than 70 people were arrested.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way back from the Middle East. Another round of talks there and no ceasefire agreement for Gaza. A Texas judge has just stepped in saying that the Federal Trade Commission does not have the power to implement a ban on non-compete agreements. The FTC says non-competes let workers switch from job to job more easily. Search goes on in water that's 160 feet deep for bodies of those who went down when a luxury yacht sank this week off the coast of Sicily. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Dramatic dash cam video from the Sauk County Sheriff's Office shows a shootout with suspect Jeffrey Miller on July 23rd. Deputies said they tried to pull Miller over and that he drove away and eventually crashed. Miller got out to run away and opened fire. One deputy was grazed by a bullet but has since recovered from his injuries. Miller got away but was found several days later holed up in a home in Amherst. He refused to exit the home after a standoff. Authorities say he claimed his own life. A 17-year-old was killed last week after a tractor he was using appeared to have tipped over and came down on top of him in Cassville. Deputies determined the 17-year-old was using a tractor Friday to pull out a tree that had fallen into a driveway. The teenager was using a chain connected to the tree and the back of the trailer. As the 17-year-old boy pulled the tree, the front end of the tractor came up and the tractor went backwards with the teen still on it. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We'll get to 78 again on Friday. Then the heat and humidity return for the weekend. Upper 80s likely by Sunday. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8196. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8196. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
99.7 Max FM.
804 with Billy Joel.
Away. You know I don't like watching anybody make so. You're a big boy now and you'll never let her go. But that's just the kind of thing she ought to know. Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Let her know how much she means. Ooh. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. Sure. Tell her about it. Let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it every day before you leave. Pay her some attention. Give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying. Just because you have been spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be a consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you.
Max FM.
Michael Jackson, there is Beat It. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 8 now, Finn. And I don't know if you checked out our big deal of the day over at MaxFMBigDeals.com, but it is a good one. My goodness. 50% off today, the third annual Barra Blues Music Festival and Jam. A pair of tickets to go to that amazing event on September 7th. They've been doing this for a few years now over at the Airbnb in town, and it's always a great day full of some really awesome music. There's going to be food trucks on hand. There's going to be some adult beverages and some non-alcoholic beverages available. Just grab a lawn chair, a blanket. You sit back, you relax all day under the shade of the big trees on the Airbnb lawn, and you listen to some incredible music. Now, that being said, If I've enticed you enough to like be intrigued now, let me intrigue you even more, because it is our big deal of the day over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. So we've taken 50% off tickets to the Barra Blues Music Festival and Jam. A pair of tickets, $20, only going to cost you $10 today when you shop at MaxFMBigDeals.com. That's like getting one ticket completely free, right? Yeah. I mean, it essentially is. So go check that out. Get yourself all ready. And at that price, you might as well plan on taking some friends with you and buying a whole bunch of tickets. I mean, you buy, you know, like a couple of packs of tickets and you're spending like $20. That's it. That's all you're spending for four tickets. So definitely go check it out. Make your plans to be at the Barra Blues Music Festival and Jam on September 7th and take advantage of our big deal of the day today only at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Plus, the nice part is it's today, which means you have plenty of time to get those tickets. We'll get them sent out ASAP, so you can do a little planning and be ready to go for that festival and Jam.
Just as summer is starting to wind down, perfect for that.
I know. Is that right before school starts, or is it right after school starts? It's going to be right after, because doesn't school start that week after Labor Day or something like that?
I think that week
of Labor Day. I have no idea. See, we're on a homeschooling schedule, so
yeah, we are too. So
one day I'll be like, "Are you ready to start school?" Yeah, sure. All right, today's the day. Kid, he's going to be a senior this year as well. Oh, he's my last baby to go through school. You know, I said to Corey the other day, I said, I've been homeschooling for 15 years, almost 16, because we started when Max was about 4.5. And so that's what I've been doing for the last 16 years. Next year, I'm not going to have to do it. And I don't know how to plan for that.
What will you do with yourself?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself when I'm not doing mounds of grading and getting course lists together and all of that kind of stuff, making sure my kids are hitting all of the different programs that they need and classes that they need and getting all their credits. And because even if we homeschool, we do follow the state standards at our house for those things. So I don't know what I'm going to do with myself at that moment in time. So
seriously, though, are you looking forward to it, or?
I think I'm going to miss it a little bit, quite honestly. I mean, there's a part of me that's a little bit both, because it is, I mean, homeschooling, I'll be honest, it is not for the faint at heart. And some days I'm pretty good at it. Other days I'm like, you know, we'll catch up the later day, you know, kind of thing. So, I mean, and I think all homeschooling families go through that, at least the ones I've talked to and I'm friends with. I think we've all had those moments. At the same time, there is something about having that relationship with your kids and watching them grow and flourish. And I know it sounds cheesy and it sounds corny, but I have a very reluctant learner in Dexter. Dexter is wise beyond his years. He's very, very common sense smart, hates school, absolutely hates it. Doesn't matter what way you present it to him. He thinks it's stupid. He thinks it's dumb. He thinks it's archaic. He doesn't understand why he has to learn the things he has to learn. He just wants to go learn things on his own time. So I have a really reluctant learner. He has also been a little slow on the draw with things like reading. Now, mind you, the kid could read at about 4, but he was very, he wouldn't do it in front of anybody but me and his brother. So for the longest time, nobody thought my kid could read. Even Corey was concerned. He's like, can he read? I was like, he's like 6. I'm like, yeah, he reads all the time. Corey's like, I've never heard him. That's because he won't read in front of you. He also has dyscalculia, which means he has a learning disability in math. And it's the easiest way to describe it, if you're not familiar, is like dyslexia for numbers. And so we've had a time getting him caught up and making sure he had all of the different credits he needed. So there's, but you know what, when you see him finally achieve something that he didn't think he could do or he wouldn't even try, it really truly is one of the greatest moments ever. It really truly is, because he is just, he gets so excited. And even when he was little, and now he's, you know, a sage old teenager, so he will never show that excitement or he'll never admit it. But as his mom, there's a look on his face that I can tell he's very excited that he just got it, you know, even if he's not going to say the words out loud. I can see it.
Kind of bittersweet for you. Because I mean, it's been such a part of your life for so long.
Oh, it's been a huge part of my life, and we have incorporated it into basically everything we've done. Our kids, you know, when we would travel during the school year, because we were able to do that, we incorporated different stops along the way into their education. So they weren't just learning from books, they were learning from the real world as well, which is why, you know, earlier I was talking about Max's experience at the DNC this week and the people he's meeting and the fact that he was doing live reports from the pro-Palestinian protests on around the security perimeter. You know, here's the thing. I'm all for the school learning, and I'm cool that he's going to be going in, and MATC is very hands-on. But those are experiences he's not going to get sitting in a classroom. And this first week of school, I said to him, I said, so is this better than reading through your syllabus one line at a time? He's like, so much better. You know, 'cause there's certain aspects that you just don't get from a school setting. And I'm excited for Max, because when he does actually start pursuing a job at some point in time, because he graduates from MATC in May of 2025, so then he's done with school unless he ever wants to go back and, you know, maybe up some more education or whatever. Yeah. He's going to be in the working world, and these are situations that you just can't simulate in a classroom, right? Taking a camera and being in the middle of an actual protest with police and riot gear and doing live reports and staying cool under pressure. You can't simulate any of that in a classroom. And we all know that sometimes on-the-job training is better than anything you're going to get just sitting there reading and watching videos or whatever. So, but yeah, it is a little bittersweet for me to say that this is my last year of homeschooling my babies. And then I'm going to have all this free time, and I'm sorry, Corey Hartman, I'm just going to be bugging you from here on out. He knows what happens when I get bored. It's best that I have some sort of hobby before Dexter actually graduates in late May, early June of 2025. So it's good. It's best if I have some sort of hobby. That's all we're going to say about that. Now, this is something I wanted to talk about here this morning. You know, if you're a morning person, you can admit that you're a morning person, because usually morning people, Finn, we're not very well liked, because people are like, how can you get up in the morning? Why do you love to get up in the morning? It turns out, though, even if you are a morning person, a lot can go wrong in those first few hours of the day, and sometimes more can go wrong than can actually go right. Yeah, I live that almost every single day. I usually hide it and cover it very well, but yes, most things go wrong before they go right. According to a new survey, the average person knows if their day has been ruined by 8:36 a.m. And no, those are not people, the people who set their alarm for 8:35 were not polled, by the way. This is not just those people. Maybe you sleep past your alarm on any given day. Sometimes we're really tired. I almost did that this morning. Maybe the coffee maker is on the fritz and you depend on that cup of caffeine right away in the morning. Has that ever happened to you? Because I know you're a coffee drinker. Has the maker ever just not been there, not been doing what it needs to?
I don't remember a time where it wasn't there, you know, but I do know of the times where I forgot to make the coffee, or Chris forgot to make the coffee the night before, and then you wake up in the morning and the coffee's not made, and then I feel like... what is happening? The world is falling apart.
A part of your day is completely missing. And then do you find that you're one of those people that it throws you off the rest of the day because that routine is not there, where you can't just go pour the coffee and now you're fumbling around in the kitchen with filters and grounds and all of that kind of stuff? Like, when
it doesn't help. It doesn't help. Honestly, stubbing the toe, like if you stub your toe
on the bed or
whatever, you can kind of tell, okay, the day is automatically... just downhill from here.
Right. Or if you're out here at Goose Poop Pond, a neighbor who has five dogs now, and one of them's been outside barking since 5:32 this morning. That's not a great way to start the day for a lot of people out here. Maybe if you have a commute and you have to drive somewhere for work, traffic isn't looking that great on a particular day. We've all had that happen as well. You know, around here, we're pretty lucky. Our commutes are usually pretty easy. If you have to travel towards the Madison area for work, sometimes it can get a little hinkier depending on where you're at. Or road construction or whatever it might be. Now, the average person has four bad days per month or 48 per year, which seems like an awful lot for a lot of us, doesn't it? So how does the average person know that the day is ruined? Here are some of the popular responses to this particular survey. Number one is waking up and feeling sick. 35% of people say that's going to automatically ruin the day. And I totally agree. And it doesn't even for me have to be sick. It has to be like if I wake up and I can feel like there's one part of my back that's a lot tighter than another, or if I go to stretch because I'm working on my shoulders right now, they don't want to stay in place and stretch out, and I go to stretch and I'm like, oh, that one's not moving. It's not even so much a sick feeling as just how, you know, like your overall head to toe, how things are stiff, how the stomach feels, all of that kind of stuff. I mean, it all plays into, I think, a particular day. Or if you know that you're going to be doing a lot of sitting, for me in particular, and my lower back is hurting that day, I'm like, oh, how do I make the show so I can stand a little bit longer?
being sick, that's a pretty dramatic one. That's one where if you wake up and you feel horrible, then you can pretty much rule the day out. But I tend to work on a hopeful, maybe we can turn this around kind of thing. Like I said, like if I stub my toe on the bed, okay, we're off to a bad start, but... What can turn this around, right?
Sometimes it's best not to say the words out loud and wish for those things. Sleeping poorly throughout the night. 31% of people say that automatically makes them wake up to a bad day. If I let that ruin every single day, I would be way above the average. I would be skewing the average in this report, in this study.
You know what's weird is I can actually roll with being sick, I think, before I can roll with whole sleep deprivation thing.
Agreed.
Because if I'm coasting on 2 hours of sleep, if even that, then it's going to be a bad day.
It's going to be a rough day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Waking up with a headache comes in at number three. 29% of people say this is another one that makes a bad day. To me, that I think just goes together with your overall health. Although, you know, there are days when I'll wake up and I tend to get migraines every now and then. It's fairly rare, but when I do, they're bad. And it's always a feeling that starts right between my eyes, right above, like right in the middle of my forehead. And if I wake up with that, then I'm on alert all day. Like, is it coming? Is this it? Is it going to be a full-blown migraine in the next couple of hours? And then if I walk downstairs and I'm sensitive to light, then it just automatically sets me in a mood or even a tailspin. Sometimes it's not even a bad mood. It's just a, I don't have time for this to happen today kind of feeling, right, that I have because I know what that migraine is going to feel like. And I'm assuming, because we've talked, your lovely wife deals with migraines. So I'm assuming when Chris feels them coming, she probably gets a little bit the same way. Like, oh gosh, I don't have time for this to take me out today. It's not a good feeling when you know that it's coming. It's kind of like when my kids used to get sick as toddlers, they'd get the stomach flu, and then you walk around for like the next month and a half going, oh, I got a little burble in my stomach. Is this it? Am I getting it too? That's essentially what I feel like with the migraines coming.
Wasn't at the point like right around the beginning of the pandemic? We went through all of that, then like a couple of years down the road, if we sneezed, then we all automatically, no, it must be COVID.
And even now with the new strains and people getting as sick as they are now before we get the new vaccine rolled out, if you're somebody who does the vaccinations, Max was so sick a couple of weeks ago and he had just a normal head cold. He gets one every spring, a really bad one, and one at the end of summer. And he first thing he said is he's like, I just automatically took a COVID test because I don't want to get anybody else sick. And he's like, I kind of wanted to know what I was dealing with kind of thing. And I was like, those aren't words that we would have said just a few years ago. We would have just chalked it up to feeling awful. Losing your keys is another one on this list. 26% of people say that just sets them off on a bad day. And I agree with that one because you're just trying to get out the door, right? Like you're just that's all you want. It's taken you everything you've had to get to that point, and then all of a sudden you can't find your car keys. And then the worst part is for me is I never remember where I had them last. And that actually happened to me yesterday. I was trying to get out the door. I knew I had to get on the road to get to Milwaukee. I went to get in the car and we have a push start ignition, and it just beeped at me, and I was like, where are my keys? And I went inside. They weren't on the hook where they normally are. They weren't my bag that I had with me the day before. They weren't my pants pocket from the day before. Had no idea where my keys were. Turns out that I was tired and I was in a hurry, and they had fallen off because they just kind of go in a cubby because you don't need them for our ignition, and they had slipped under the floor mat of the car. But for 20 minutes I ran around here panicking because I was like, I don't have my keys. Where are my keys? And so I couldn't go anywhere. I didn't have the station keys anymore. I didn't have the station mail keys anymore. And so I was in a sheer panic until all of a sudden I looked down and saw Shiny coming out from under the floor mat. And I was like, huh, okay, well, that was a lot of panic for nothing.
And that always happens when you're on a tight schedule,
right?
When you have to get out the door and it's a matter of getting out the door like right now.
Yes.
And then you can't find your keys and you're looking all over, and it just amps up all your anxieties and stress.
And all you really want to do is just leave for the day. That's all you want to do. Yeah. Another one for a lot of people, 25% of people say this one, in fact, forgetting your phone at home. If you're somebody who's really tethered to your phone for all sorts of different things, yeah, I can imagine how that would create a really bad day. My husband's entire day is blown if it's a weekday and he forgets his phone. He's a little better on the weekends, but on the weekdays, oh man, there have been times we've traveled back 10 miles when we're 10 miles down the road just to go home so he can get his phone, because he knows that if he doesn't have it, it's going to be worse than if he just has it to be able to fix things or answer questions on the fly. This is another one, and this is something I never allow our house to do. Running out of toilet paper. 22% of people say that automatically makes a bad day. What do you do in those situations? Like, this is why I never want to find out, Finn, because I never want to know what it's like to run out of toilet paper. Now, speaking of pandemic, I think we all came close a few times, but we never actually ran out, even if we had to do the one ply there for a while. But it's panic inducing when you realize you're down to like that last one or two rolls. And I don't know about you guys, but I make a special trip to the store. I'll be like, I don't care what I got going on today. We got to get some toilet paper in this house.
We have that type of anxiety if it's just one ply. I mean, that's
right. I don't love one ply, but sometimes you do what you got to do, right? I mean, especially pandemic times, we were lucky if we weren't using rolled up
beggars
magazines.
Can't be choosers, right?
Right. Forgetting your wallet at home is another source of anxiety and just ruining a day for a lot of people. 22% of people said that. Sleeping through your alarm comes in at number 8 on the list. That got 19% of the vote. I get that one as well. I mean, nobody wants to start the day out late. And as soon as my alarm doesn't go off, or I sleep through it, or I've accidentally hit snooze, and then I realize I've wasted like another, I don't know, 15, 20, 25 minutes, then I panic. I absolutely panic. And you talk about a day being completely off from that point on. Then I just feel like I can't ever get a grip on the day.
This is kind of side topic, but I just recently had this, well, I consider it a nightmare. And it's a reoccurring one. So, I mean, I have this one frequently, and it throws my day off right away. If I have this dream nightmare, then it will throw my entire day off. And it's the same dream, and it's I'm at a studio for a radio station.
Right.
Okay. And this is pre everything, all the music being on computer. Okay.
Oh,
this is like having CDs and albums and turntables and carts and all that stuff in the studio. Okay. And there's dead air and I'm trying to find music to play. And I can't find it. Like whatever it is, like if it's a CD or something like that, I can't cue it up.
Right.
I can't do all this, and it's dead air. And it's a nightmare, Maddie. You know what I'm saying?
That's like our job hazard. That's like our biggest nightmare that all of a sudden we can't get on the air for some sort of reason. Now, some of you who listen to this station or particularly the morning show are probably like, oh, that might be a refreshing change of pace. But at the same time, for us, it's like one of the most nerve-wracking things ever. Like if we have equipment failure and we go dead, it's not panic among our tech guys because they just diligently go to work. But for us on this end who are trying to like just salvage anything, it is because you have no idea what you're about to do or how long it's going to last, and we're talking a day and age in radio where you're not queuing things up, it's not record players, it's not CDs, it's not the old cards, but it is cold sweat is essentially what it is.
Dead air.
Realizing you forgot to plug in your phone the night before got 18% of the vote. That's not so much a panic situation, that's kind of an old blank kind of situation. Mm-hmm. A word I can't say on the
like
air because
annoyance. Yeah.
Yeah, now my phone's going to be dead for a while. And then, you know, for me, luckily, I get to work at home, so I get to plug it in. But, I've had that happen when I've had outside jobs, too. I just plug it in while I'm getting ready in the morning. Whatever, we'll make it work. It is what it is. And then that's why you have the phone chargers in the car, too, because then you can finish charging it on your way. And then finally, you already alluded to this one, stubbing your toe right away in the morning as you're getting out of bed. That got 17% of the vote. Ugh. Nothing hurts worse than stubbing your toe, especially if it's a pinky toe. And I got to tell you, I don't know how many times over the course of the years I've broken a pinky toe. I've had at least on my left foot, I've had my pinky toe broken at least four or five times.
Isn't that annoying?
Wow. So, so annoying. And it hurts. And I remember the first time I did it, I worked at the World's Only Corn Palace as a tour guide, and we had to dress up. That was before they gave us polos and khaki shorts as a uniform. And so we always had to dress up, so we were always in dress shoes. Do you know what it's like to stand in dress shoes for a 10-hour shift when you have a broken pinky toe? It's not fun.
See, this is what you can do when you're done homeschooling with Dexter.
Yes.
What you can do is you can write a book on your experience at the Corn Palace.
I should. I don't think anybody's buying it, though, quite honestly.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. It was always an adventure from the tourists who got locked in bathrooms, even though, you know, there was a door on the other side that they just missed, to people rubbing the big green pillars in the lobby thinking apparently there was a magic genie coming out, all of that kind of stuff.
Oh,
there were some stories. There were definitely some stories that went with the Corn Palace, but I'm pretty sure only a select few would probably want to know those. Corey and I have threatened, though, people in our lives that we're going to write a book about radio and our experiences there. That would be a bestseller because,
as you know, Finn,
there are some interesting characters in the profession that we do. Taking a look at the forecast right now, we'd have to change names and things like that for animosity. Yeah, so we didn't get sued.
We'd have to go into witness protection
for that one, I think. Partly cloudy today with a high near 75, down to 49 tonight, then partly cloudy, 78 again tomorrow. Beautiful weather over the next couple of days. Remember, farmers market happening right now in downtown Baraboo. What a gorgeous morning to go get some fresh baked goods, some honey products, and a whole lot of freshly grown produce as well. We're getting to that time of the season where we've got a lot of freshly growing stuff showing up. 78 for a high tomorrow, and then the weekend looks more humid and much warmer. We're talking highs in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 52. It's time for your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. On Friday, August 23rd, the Culver Community Park will be hosting a concert in the park with Jeremy Horn. Jeremy's first single, First Love, and his debut album, Atmosphere, made the top 10 best-selling new releases in the praise and worship category on Amazon. Growing up with the sounds of James Taylor and Tom Petty, Jeremy spent most of his early years emulating the sounds and styles of pop culture. This concert will be on Friday, August 23rd from 6:30 until 8:30, and it's a free event. It's also time to go back in time with the Heritage Day Rendezvous at Pioneer Log Village. This will be happening Friday through Sunday, August 23rd to the 25th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily, and then 10 until 4 p.m. on Sunday. This event will take place at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society and Pioneer Village, and you can find all the details at rahspv.com. Visitors will have the opportunity to talk with mountain men, voyagers, and long hunters while also enjoying special exhibits, reenactments, and demonstrations. Food and music will be available on site, and the cabins and museums will be open for touring. Again, this is Friday the 23rd through Sunday the 25th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. And Downtown Portage will be hosting the Taste of Portage Market Fair for 2024. The event will feature live music, a car show, food, drinks, vendors, kids' activities, sidewalk sales, a half marathon, and a 5K run walk. All the details can be found at portagewi.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
99.7 Max FM. It's 8:37 right now. We hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday, enjoying this beautiful, very cool morning too. Aerosmith, Walk This Way on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:41 right now. If you are looking for something super cool and unique to do this weekend, you got to head out to Devil's Lake for the Cragen Fest Classic. This is going to take place Friday through Sunday, and it's basically climbing out at Devil's Lake State Park. Now, this is going to be based out of Sky High Fruit Farm, and there's going to be a really great weekend of puzzles on Devil's Lake climbs and boulders. They're going to help raise money for the Wisconsin Climbers Association. And then they're going to have stewardship opportunities. There's going to be clinics led by pro climbers and glides. There's going to be a silent auction. So that, you know, if you are an avid climber, you can score great deals on gear. There's going to be a talent show, local food trucks, and free beer. They're going to also offer a family-friendly clinic and an adaptive clinic all at the same time. Now, if you want more information on this Cragen Classic that's going to take place out at Devil's Lake State Park this weekend, you need to head over to AmericanAlpineClub.org. This sounds like a really incredible event and maybe a really great opportunity to check out a new sport that maybe you have never seen before. So, again, AmericanAlpineClub.org for more information about the Devil's Lake Cragen Classic. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like it's going to be a little warmer at Devil's Lake this weekend, which is going to kind of suck after days of lots of sunshine and cooler temperatures. But should be great weather nonetheless for the Cragen Classic. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about the forecast in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings on tickets to the 3rd Annual Barra Blues Music Festival and Jam. Groove to the smooth music of Ivy Ford, Dave Potter and Friends, and Dead Henry on Saturday, September 7th from 2 to 9 at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast in Baraboo. Savor great selections from local food trucks. Plus, each ticket includes your choice of a beer, wine, or soda. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase a pair of tickets for just $10 today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
The Brewers extended their win streak to 6 games last night, knocking off the Cardinals in St. Louis 3-2. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Frankie Montas tossing 7 innings of one-hit shutout ball to lead the way, and Devin Williams escaped a one-out bases-loaded jam in the ninth for the save. Sal Frelich, Joey Ortiz, and William Contreras all had RBI hits in the victory. In the Midwest League, Great Lakes knocked off Wisconsin 4-2. South Bend beat Beloit 3-2. American Association, Lake Country down Gary 7-5. Chicago beat Milwaukee 4-3. The Packers open the final week of training camp on Tuesday. They are gearing up for another joint practice tomorrow against Baltimore, and then will close out the preseason against the Ravens on Saturday at Lambeau Field. Women's college volleyball, third-ranked Wisconsin swept Bradley in 3 sets in an exhibition at the Fieldhouse. It'll open the season on the 27th at Louisville, the American Volleyball Coaches Association First Serve Showcase. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We'll get to 78 again on Friday. Then the heat and humidity return for the weekend. Upper 80s likely by Sunday. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8196. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8196. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
99.7 FM. It's 8:46 right now, warming up nicely this morning, and it is going to be a gorgeous day. Just had a chance to step outside there for a second. I like to do that every now and then, you know, to not know how nice it is, to see what life is like outside. Here's the Tube. She's a beauty on 99.7 Max FM. Tubes, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes before 9. And Finn, we've got to run down our calendar days, all those little things that we can celebrate that, you know, just get us through a week and closer to the weekend. And now we're halfway there. So that's the good news. Now, there's a few good ones on the list. And really, I'm trying to make this sound better than it is because it's just not a good list for a Wednesday.
Some days you just have to sweeten it up a little bit.
You know, sometimes middle of August, you know, there's not much going on. Yeah. We're getting ready for Labor Day. You get what you get. So we're going to start out with, this tells you how exciting it is. National Brazilian Blowout Day is today. And yes, this is the one for hair, if you aren't familiar. And really, essentially, what it means is it's a straightening treatment called the Brazilian Blowout. It smooths, straightens, shines hair. Customizable, though, so that you can work with your own natural hair texture. There you go. yeah, that's what we're celebrating today. Make sure you book one of those at your local salon, I guess, if you need to. A lot of people with frizzy hair will use the Brazilian blowout. It's also National Senior Citizens Day. Well, we love our senior citizens. That's a good one. We got to celebrate them. They've got a lot of good things to tell us and share with us. It's also Poets Day today. So if you love a good poet, if you are a poet, then we're going to celebrate you today. Now, I know Phoenix is a writer. Does he ever write poetry, or does he stay with the short story and essay form of things?
Yeah, the poetry just, it's not his bag.
He's the
long form story person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
he's working
on
the great American novel, is what
he's
doing.
How's that going, by the way? Is it still going well?
He'll get there.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to find your path. You got to just kind of hone it in a little bit. And if not, well, you'll have like a 900 page story. It's fine. We'll read it anyway.
He has to have sheer perfection. If it's not perfect, then you got to have at least 15 rewrites along the path.
Well, of course. It's got to be perfect. Exactly. I totally understand that. Now, poetry was never anything. As much as I love literature, I also couldn't get into poetry when I was in high school, college. And Dexter just did an entire section before the end of his school year, this past one, on poetry. And one day he came out and he's like, it's the stupidest thing I've ever read. And I said, what do you mean? And he's like, it can all be interpreted differently. And then it asked me questions about all this stuff. And he's like, I don't know how I'm supposed to answer it because it's an interpretation thing, but they have a specific way they want it interpreted for the story. He's like, it's all very stupid. He's like, some of it's limerick, some of it's free form. He's like, I don't understand what this means at all. So definitely not a poetry fan for my kid either. And he does love to read. He does love to read certain books. We have a couple of food ones on the list. So we're going to start with the drink. It's National Sweet Tea Day today. If you love yourself some good sweet tea, this would be the day to treat yourself with that. And then it's an odd one on the list, but we'll talk about it because, again, we need something to talk about as far as calendar days. It's National Spumoni Day today. Now, if you don't know what spumoni is, this is molded ice cream. It originated in Naples, Italy. It usually consists of three layers of ice cream, a little bit like the Neapolitan, but we're changing the flavors up. Cherry, pistachio, and chocolate are customarily the three types of flavors used in a traditional spumoni. So there you go. I guess you can change them up. So then at that point, could you call Neapolitan ice cream a spumoni?
Probably.
But I don't know. I don't think cherry, pistachio, and chocolate sound so bad together. I'm not a big fan of Neapolitan, but I don't know. Cherry, pistachio, and chocolate don't
Give
sound
it a
like
go.
The worst thing.
Yeah.
I love pistachio. Dexter can't have pistachio. He's allergic to tree nuts. So we just avoid those at all costs when he's around. But I love a good pistachio. I think it's delicious. Now, one of my favorite desserts in this world, and it sounds so stupid because it's so simple. I literally take like three quarters of a cup of some vanilla Greek yogurt, and then I put a tablespoon of some sort of sugar-free pudding mix into it and stir it up. I know, I'm treating myself big out here at Goose Poop Pond. Be jealous, people.
You and your healthy living.
I know, that's what I do sometimes. But with that one, I sometimes get a pistachio vanilla pudding and mix in there, and then you put a little chocolate chip in there and then some unsweetened coconut flakes. It is pretty delicious and it tastes like a decadent kind of dessert because I actually have a dessert that I make with an Oreo bottom and then it's got a layer of pistachio and then it's got like this layer of cream cheese and then you top it with pudding. So it gives you a Cool Whip, and so it gives you kind of the same effect without having to have, like, I don't know, the Oreo bottom is much better. I'm just going to be honest. You can put as many chocolate chips as you want into it. It's not going to ever be the same, but I try really hard to fake it myself out with it. So I do love some good pistachio every now and then is the point. Taking a look at the forecast right now, partly cloudy, 75, I should say, for a high today, down to 49 tonight, then partly cloudy, 78 tomorrow, 78 again on Friday. The weekend, Finn, it's going to be a little bit warmer. In fact, it's going to be a whole lot warmer and a lot more humid as well. I kind of liked this dry air. I was kind of okay with the dry air.
I know. It's going to be sad to see it go.
I know. Although my nose won't quit running because I'm in like prime allergy season. I feel like I'm always in prime allergy season. There's certain times of the year, though, when it's worse than others. And all I've done is walk walk around with like a packet of Kleenex like in my sleeve, like I'm my grandma from 100 years ago. That's what she used to do. She used to tuck it under her elastic band wristwatch, and then she'd keep a Kleenex with her at all times. That's what I feel like I've been doing the last few days because my nose has just been ridiculous.
See, I do my best to cope with this season. I know everybody loves summer. I do my best to cope with this season, but there gets to be a point where I get so anxious for fall.
Yes, yes, I'm
I probably was there back in June, but at that point, but you know, it's not too bad now, but I hear those crickets and, you know,
mid-afternoon. There's signs that it's slowly coming. You know, it was interesting because Dexter and I went out to Oakwood Fruit Farm. I mentioned that last weekend. And we got some apple cider donuts and all of that kind of stuff. There was nothing more nostalgic for fall than going to an apple orchard. And I am telling you, oh my gosh. It was actually pretty. It was beautiful out there because they are going to have so many apples at Oakwood. If you've been there and you drive through their orchards as you're going into like their actual store, you get to drive past all of the trees and all the different varieties of apples. Well, those nice days of sunshine after days of rain, that's apparently good for an apple crop because holy buckets. It actually looked like Christmas balls hanging from trees. That's how bright and colorful and how many of them were on these trees. So I was like, oh, come on, fall. Come on, fall.
Yeah, and well, like going to the orchard in fall, that, I mean, that's something you have to do, right? I mean, that's kind of written into all of our contracts is it's fall. You have to go to an orchard because it's just is so awesome. It's amazing.
It is. And I am so excited because they've got a few varieties of apples right now ready at Oakwood, but boy, oh boy, that and the plum trees. They do plums for a very short period of time out there as well. There's so many plums on the trees. I was very excited. In fact, we had to stop because Dexter's like, there were some trees that were like weighted from the apples. There were so many that they've actually had to put a line across the top so that the tree had something to basically hold itself up on because the trees are that heavy with that many apples. It was absolutely incredible. So I'm very, very excited for those moments in time. We're getting there, but not this weekend, unfortunately, because we're talking high 80s.
Yeah. Still have to wait a little while.
Wait just a little longer, a little longer. Right now, it is 56.
Here's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services.